living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
To the show, thank you so much for joining me. I am Michael Storm, and this is Toward Anarchy, or as it's otherwise sometimes titled, let's see if we can keep this guy on track for the next 2 hours. Thank you. As always, it's my pleasure. I'm here with you live. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm here in the middle of America, and I'm just loving it. It's a little bit cold outside today, but it's otherwise a fantastic, wonderful day to be alive. They all are. Every day above ground, as the saying goes, is a good day. I should try to make the best of it, and that's kind of what I do doing this show. It's me in a lot of ways sharing how it is that I kind of make it through and just don't give up every single day. It hit kind of close to home here over the last week or so. It's a small community that I live in. I'm in Topeka, Kansas. It's a city, but it's still pretty small. You tend to see the same people in the same places over and over again, regardless of what side of town you're on, and you can get to the other side of town in a very short amount of time. It's not hard to bump into somebody. It's not hard to know people, or at least know somebody who knew that person. And what's happened here is that health concerns and economic concerns have caught up with a lot of people, and not all of us have experienced that in any close way. Many of us have. Many others haven't, so they don't really quite understand it. And here, it was late last week, one of the people in the community here that's even a part of a smaller, more tight-knit community within the community killed himself over the pressures of what we've dealt with for the last couple of years. It was literally mental health concerns and physical health concerns and economic concerns, and a lot of them had to do with the COVID situation and the manipulations that we went through over the last 2 years in regard to COVID and the economy and things and the way things changed. He was another person who started a business sort of right at the beginning of COVID, and so he struggled. And then on top of it, this is the problem, and this is something that I said back when the whole COVID thing broke and they started messing with lockdowns and trying to keep people from conducting business, that it was extremely dangerous for a large number of businesses that run marginally but still successfully. People that are playing it too close to the chest, if you will. They've pushed the limits with their vendors, their credit is run thin, they don't have enough product. There's all these things that contribute to not being able to produce the goods and services that they would otherwise be able to sell. And in normal, whatever you call normal times of less manipulation of the markets, if you will, these individuals are fine. They're slacking doesn't really hurt them. It suits them. They can just skirt by, and they have their business, and they provide a product, and people are happy to buy that product or that service, and they just get along. But then you tweak the economy a little bit, you mess with rules, and you throw down the authoritarian gauntlet in front of somebody and tell them they can't open their business, or they can't conduct a certain type of business, or they can only do it for this long, or under these conditions, or with these certain employees, or at this rate, or whatever manipulation it is that they throw in there on top. And it breaks their already fragile existence. And it's a fact, and it's unfortunate that they're in that position to begin with, that something could push them over the edge. But it's just reality, and then we don't need, you know, the whole point is we don't need the push. We don't need that destructive force influencing our day-to-day on its own whims for whatever reason. This time it was health. Oh, we had to worry about health. Well, now we know at the backside of this thing, as many of us knew going into it, where we would be at this point and what would happen if they did what they did. And now they admit it, and they're upset. They're upset that it's relatively provable. Got things falling over here. My cowbell. I just picked it up this week. Oh, wait, where's a good thump? There we go. Yeah, it's a little loud, sorry. I had to have it, though. I had to add it to the drum set. And then what was great is I'd been thinking about getting one for a while, and I wasn't sure if I'd just go over to the music store if they'd have one, and I did, and they didn't. And so I had to go to the farm supply store that was down the street. And I was in the parking lot already for another reason. It's in a shopping center, and I saw the farm supply store. And I said, "Wait a minute! You know what? That's what they do. I bet they have a cowbell. I'll go in there and I'll look around." And I was pulling up my phone and pulling up their website and entered it in. And sure enough, they have some on the website, but it says that there are none available in the store. And they had several ones, and just the one that I saw wasn't available. And I said, well, let's see if we can find some and see what else is in here. And so I asked the lady behind the counter if she ever sold a cowbell, and she said, yeah, I just sold one the other day. And I don't think there are any left, but if they're here, they're down over there or along the wall, be hanging up over there. And I went over and I walked around. It took me a little while to find it because it wasn't actually hanging up in the spot that it was supposed to. It was sort of down and behind something, but I did find it. So, and then to cap it all off, and this will only mean something to people who are into particular pop culture or into music, maybe a little bit. Maybe they play instruments, particularly the drums. This Saturday Night Live skit at the same time. I don't know. With the Will Ferrell, amongst others, years ago, and it's Christopher Walken, and he's a famous music producer, Bruce Dickinson, and he's producing Blue Oyster Cult's first album, or. And maybe it wasn't their first album. At any rate, he's helping them produce a Blue Oyster Cult album, and they play "Don't Fear the Reaper," and it's got that, and Will Ferrell's just going off, banging this cowbell, and the lead singer, he's playing Gene Krupa, he's playing the part of Gene Krupa, and he's just banging this cowbell and going off on it, and everybody in the band is just going nuts. It's distracting, and Christopher Walken is I feel the need for more cowbell. It's just this great classic skit. And when I came out of the store from buying the cowbell itself, I jumped back in the car, and Blue Oyster Cult is playing on the radio. It wasn't. Don't Fear the Reaper. It was Burning for You, but it was still great. It was classic. I was able to hold up a cowbell, and I have the music device. It's not even a radio anymore. It's a video screen and a touch screen, and it has satellite, and plays all this other stuff. I turned it on, and it's there, and you can see it. It says performed by Blue Oyster Cult, and so I just have the cowbell with the picture of the Blue Oyster Cult in the background, and it means something to some people, and it doesn't mean something to other people. But it was fun being able to post it across the social media and get a little reaction from it, and a lot of people knew exactly what I meant and knew exactly what it was. But there were some people that what am I seeing here? Tell me, explain it to me. I've been drumming. I've been really into it here lately. Of course, you know, you follow the show a little bit, but just in the last couple of weeks, some things have happened that I'd been putting off. I hadn't got around to doing it for a while, and that was getting the new kick pedal, because I had a pedal that was not capable of functioning. It didn't work with the new brain that I bought, the new computer chip that plugs into the digital drum set and has all the buttons to program the different sounds on it. And I've got this nice different brain. The one that I had before just had a few programmed sets, and you can't really do much with them. You have some bell sounds and some steel drum sounds and some things like that. But then this other brain, this smarter brain, has the ability to control every function of the sounds that come out of individual drums throughout the set. So I'm able to make each drum sound differently. I can make it sound like a modern drum set, or I can make it sound like a mix of a modern drum set and a drum set from the 1960s or something, and can control the different volumes and things. It's just a much, much more powerful tool as far as producing a variety of sounds from the drum set. And so I had this thing, but it didn't work with the particular pedals that I had. And so I been waiting for a while to invest, and then the one pedal broke. And so I find, well, it's not functioning anymore. That's as good as an excuse as any to finally break down and get this other pedal and put the brain in. And I've been playing with it, and I've been programming the different sounds, and I have this nice mix. The best part is being able to control the volume of each of the individual instruments. That is that it's so much more powerful, because if they're not set, I mean, and these are, you know, they're probably not set at the factory by some musician. It's just, you know, they just have a pre-programmed thing and it just plugs it in. But you can get down to, you know, certain sounds will disappear depending on if you're playing multiple drums at one time, if it's a softer sound. But if you can kick that volume up of just that piece of the instrument just a little bit and bring it back up, it fits right in. It's been really great to get to play with it a little bit and have some fun with it. And I will keep going. And that's why I had to get the cowbell, though, because that's one of the – I could program one of the triggers on the set to make the sound of the cowbell, but then I'd lose something else key to that core set. So I did what you would have to do in any normal drum set, and actually went out and bought the cowbell to attach to the drum set. I had to figure out how to attach it to it, though. I'm not sure how to do that. It'll fit over the cage and fits on it, so it needs some sort of clamp or something. But it's really important how you mount it, because you heard just as I was sort of, it was falling over is what was happening. And so I had to pick it up and move it, but you hear the difference in the sound, and it's all about, where you hit it and what else is touching it or holding it, or how lightly it might be touching it or holding it. So a lot of things to consider to get that key sound, but I won't be able to control its volume, so that'll be a little bit. I have to learn how to play it relative to the sound of the rest of the instruments, and that can be pretty hard if you're playing if you're doing the Will Ferrell Gene Krupa thing and you're just going off. He's just banging this thing, running all over the stage, like right behind the other musicians, and just banging it right in the back of their head just to try to get them upset. It's a f- fantastic, funny skit. If you ever want to watch it, just pull it up on YouTube. It's easy. SNL Blue Oyster Cult skit, and you'll see it. And if I don't know, if you're into the music, if you love Blue Oyster Cult, and you realize that cowbell is in there in the sound, and you just get it. You get it. It's funny. It's and anybody, of course, who plays instruments will enjoy it. Let me tell you what is going on before I run out of too much time here. It's almost time to bring the guest in here. We have about 15 more minutes. The guest this week will be Chris Garcia. He's been on the show before. You may remember him. He's been on the show a couple of times. We've had him on just to talk about his God-given talents, these powers, if you will. He's a psychic medium, and he's in touch with his world and another world, and seems to have some insight in some things. And he believes it's a God-given power, so I don't think anybody, you know, listening across the network who might be fearful of the idea of listening to someone talk about it, I would suggest to you that he speaks from a place of love and a place of caring, and that he does believe that he professes to be a religious person himself, and suggests that his powers are his talents, his skills, really it's a talent, it's a skill, it's something you practice just like anything else, that they're God-given, and that he has them for a reason, and it's his goal to help people, and there's an honesty behind that simple notion that I appreciate, and that anyone should appreciate, whether you believe in psychic powers and other worlds and being able to communicate with something that you can't see, it isn't there, you can't see it right before your eyes, and you have to question whether or not the thing is really there, or whether you're believing what you hear, whether you're just talking to yourself, it doesn't really matter. I think the point is what the person is attempting to do. You know, heard me talk about that John Edwards guy, and he's one of those cold readers, and he seems to be, sort of making money off of people's pain, and there's this whole trick thing that's done, especially in the case of someone like that, where they bring a bunch of people in and he's able to mingle or have people mingle around and listen into conversations before and after and during the performance and sort of get his inside hooks in before he even really sees the people. It's all very programmed and planned out. This is something entirely different. It's more personal, and we'll talk more about it when Chris gets in here. I'll let him explain what he believes his point is, his reason for existence is, and why he does what he does, and why he believes what he does. And we'll take some calls. That'll be the cool thing. You guys can quiz him, ask him some questions yourself about his process or about the future. He'll give some readings. I'll ask him about what he sees. I think the last time we talked to him, last time he was in here, we talked a little bit about some war and a bit of a bleak future on the horizon. Not that that's necessarily hard to predict in the given climate, but we certainly have a war going on right now, or at least there appears to be one. And there's a lot of smoke and mirrors and the whole fog of war thing, where you just really don't know what's beyond those trees over there. And of course, we're not even in it. We're getting second, third-hand information from compromised news sources. There's already some question about some of the events and some of the people involved and whether these things have really happened or not. And a lot of it's, you know, propaganda and fear, and there's profiteering. I mean, it's every other headline I keep seeing is some way to capitalize on the market. This is a way to capitalize on war. This is what's happening or what will happen, and these are the best investments that you can make in a time of war. And it's all very when you realize that there's a pretty decent portion of the world and our economy that's built on war and destruction. It's never so obvious as it is at a time right now, even if what we're seeing isn't as obvious, isn't as clear, and we can't really tell exactly what's going on, and we're being, as usual, sort of led around by our noses.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
All a favor, do yourself a favor, point your browser to towardanarchy.com. From there you can follow along. You'll see, if you look for February 27th, that Chris Garcia planned guest today. He'll join us here in just about 7 minutes. And he's a psychic medium. We'll talk to him about his process. We'll ask him about his connection to God and where he believes his skills and talents come from and why they're there. We'll ask him about the future and what he sees in any sort of immediate future with things that are going on with the war and the fog of war. We'll see if he can lift the veil maybe a little for us and see through it to see what comes out of it on the other side. As always, there's a link there for you. to follow Chris on Facebook as well as his home on the web. And he's all over doing readings and talking with people personally. That's one of the things that's really cool about Chris is that he really makes it very personal. It's not this is you know, like the John Edwards thing where it's a mass bring them in and oh, let's put on a big show. He's really sort of trying to talk to people and help them with whatever their questions are about their loved ones or themselves, their future, what have you, whatever the things you, I don't know. I've never gone to a psychic and it's a cliche sort of thing to see in the TV shows and the movies to sort of go to the psychic behind the curtain and they sit at the crystal ball and they tell you about your love life and your future and all that. And I've never done that. But I've certainly sat and talked with people and asked them about their thoughts about, what the future holds and what they see and what they think about the people and the world around them. And that's what we do. That's how we approach this. Whether it's there's a real tangible thing that you can point at that says this is where this information comes from is not important if it's just a conversation and it's just people talking and trying to work out their ideas and their thoughts and work to conclusions and resolutions to problems and troubles and ideas. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And so I don't want anyone ever when we have Chris on the show to think that we're messing with the dark forces or things like that. We're just having a conversation. That's what we're doing. There's also, as always, some other links up there and some things that I thought were really interesting this week that popped up. And it's always so hard to choose, but there's a new map of the universe. They're making them all the time. But it maps over 4 million galaxies and other bodies out there somewhere. Approximately 1 million more than were in the last big map, I guess. And then that's only covering about 27% of the northern hemisphere. So there's still sort of 73% of the sky to cover and then another 100% on the other half of the planet. And we won't get into the questions about what shape the planet is. Some important points to consider about negotiating. This is one of these things that's always at my mind because I run a cash business where people are bringing me product that they want to sell me or that they're coming into my store to buy product from me that fluctuates, that the market is up and down, it's around in circles sometimes, and it's important to understand some of the concepts of negotiating and sort of trying to keep the upper hand and some do's and don'ts, in particular the idea of the first person who drops a number is the loser in the conversation. They because the number could be too high or the number could be too low. In this particular piece that I shared, they're talking about sort of a potential employee-employer relationship. But the point is the same. The advice is applicable to any negotiation or any conversation where there's a give and take in terms of money, certainly, or product. But also of ideas. It's the same across the board, no matter what you're trying to accomplish in the point of trying to convince someone to buy your stuff. And when I say stuff, I mean whatever it is, whether it's your talking points or whether it's your product or your service, it's applicable across the board. And this was one of these MSN money pieces that I came across. But I think it's any small business person, any person who is into communicating the complicated ideas like we talk about here, they will get something from this. We will get Chris Garcia into the conversation here. We're going to slip into this break. And we'll bring him into the conversation. We'll talk about the future a little bit. That'll be the plan, anyway. That's what I'm interested in. I'm curious about it. I don't have to ask him about my love life or my past loved ones. We might get into the death thing a little bit with so much death surrounding the conversation, as I mentioned earlier. So we will be right back on Toward Anarchy.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I have to rescue my coffee because I'm an idiot. So stupid. I don't know why I continue to do it. It's a convenience and the ease of it all. I buy these coffees from this place. You'd be familiar with it. It's never the same twice. Never. It doesn't matter which one I go to, where, what side of town it's on, what time of day, what crew is working. They're never the same twice. And it's not like they don't have a formula. And they just, and I'm just stupid, and I just keep going, and because it's so easy. It's so much easier than having to spend all the time to make it myself, and because it does take a little bit, because I drink it cold, for one, and I don't brew it cold. I brew it hot, and it has to cool. Go to towardanarchy.com to follow along, and you will see that Chris Garcia is the guest today. We'll be adding him to the conversation here in mere moments. I sent you over the number there, Sam. Did you? Okay, you got it. Cool. Awesome. Appreciate it, as always, my friend. Okay, so we'll get Chris here in the conversation real quick. But we want to get you into the conversation, too, if you have some questions for Chris or if you'd like him to take a little peek beyond the veil there and see what he sees possibly in your future. What's some things that you might be missing? Maybe you don't know they're there. Maybe you're not concentrating in the right areas. Whatever. That's part of the beauty of doing it this way. You can get into the conversation, 512-248-8252. That's obviously if you're live with us right now in real time. If you're listening to the show later, if it's not Sunday, 2/27/2022, at about 1:35 p.m. Central Standard Time, when you're hearing this, don't bother calling because Chris won't be there. Somebody will be there, but call the network and say hi and talk to whoever is on the show. But Chris won't be there. He won't be there to answer your calls. 512-248-8252. Chris is a psychic medium, God-given powers, just a good guy really trying to work in and with the tools that he's been given, and he feels the areas that are his strengths to help other people achieve the goals and the peace and the things that they desire in their life that they aren't reaching, or that they again, maybe they don't see, maybe it's beyond the veil a little bit, and whether you believe this is a connection to some psychic activity or just a higher level understanding of people and needs and desires and how you meet those things and how you address and talk to people isn't important. It really isn't. It's the important thing is that connection. And Chris is really great about making that with his clients. So it's always really cool to have him come in here and chat with him about his process and the things that he does in his life and what brought him to do what he does. So I bring to you Chris Garcia, my friend. How are you? I appreciate you joining the program again.
Hi, Mike. I've been doing pretty good, sir. I've been just doing my normal thing. Just want to say hi to everyone that's listening. I don't know if it's Courtney, Ramona, whoever's listening to the show. Hope you enjoy it. But besides that, Mike, I've been been doing pretty good. I've been just barely just started doing mentoring. My friend Libby, which I don't know if she's listening, but it's something new that I'm going into, working with classes and teaching people how to use their gifts and tap into it so they can make a difference in the world. So it's kind of like, you know, I've always known that I was a teacher, but I've never really taught people. The only time they would, you know, get to talk to me was whenever they wanted a reading, personal reading. But now I'm going beyond that, and I'm doing the teaching aspect. And, you know, I'm just working with one person right now, but I feel like within a couple of months, it's going to be having to do mentoring and teaching how to protect yourself, boundaries, aura, you know, your basic, everything that has to do with the psychic realm, and then having to deal with the other side as well.
Sounds amazing. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that you're sharing with other people. Not everybody wants that, right? I mean, not everybody that comes to you, that's what you're saying, wants to know how to really be able to make those connections for themselves so much as they may want the information. So that's really cool. I'm glad that you're reaching out to people that actually want to be able to understand that connection for themselves and are not just looking for answers to questions. And I respect that in people so much more, I think, than somebody just sort of tell me the answer, you know, tell me what I need to do, as opposed to, you know, help me understand what it is in myself, what I need to reach to be able to accomplish the things I want. And I appreciate that's what you do.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work and time and dedication. And at the same time, it's a learning process because I've gone beyond that. But every experience for me, it's always different with each client or each friend. Because the thing with me is that when I read people, I become like, they're like my students or whatever you want to call it, my clients. And then I've noticed that I've grown great relationships with a lot of different people out there. Like my friend Michelle, Carrie. I mean, there's just so many, I can't even tell you. But just to share, my gifts with them and doing readings on shows or just even broadcasting on my own Facebook, which I've been doing a lot. I do create chats where we talk, and then if I'm drawn to someone, I do readings here and there. So it's just amazing that, that I pray to God that I say thank you, for giving me this gift. And the thing is that I'm not wasting any time, because, time is very short. So you just make the best of it and do what you got to do.
Well, and that's what we're all doing out here. And that's great. The last time you were here, we were talking a little bit about just sort of what's on the horizon. We've stepped into it now. We have this little war going on over there in the Ukraine, and people are talking about nuclear weapons and a pretty bleak future and sending all of Europe tumbling down into war. And what I have to start there with you and just ask you, have you had any thoughts, any feelings about that? What do you see in the immediate future?
Honestly, with the immediate future, with everything going on, I see disaster. I do feel that we're going to get, supposedly we're not attacking them. We're attacking them electronically. We're taking their money. We're taking the way of the way of life. But I do feel that if they show any cockiness, we will retaliate and we will fight back. But I think once, if we do fight back, I've heard different stories that if we do retaliate, China is going to back up Russia. So that means that Russia is going to be cut off, or because we've always worked with Russia in the past recent time. Now with China, we've helped them. We've helped a few people, but it's just, to me, I just want to tell you, Michael, it's pathetic. I'm just saying, because it's sad how we help people, and then, we're the people, the land of the free. But I think it's just, it comes with a price, and we're giving. But I think people just take advantage of the United States. And what I personally see is that there is going to be war. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. I do feel that God, off the subject, that God's going to be showing himself more. There's going to be signs all over with UFOs, unidentified flying objects. I do feel that everything that we've known to be tales and stories, I do feel that they're going to come out and give us signs, for whoever, the psychics or mediums out there. We're going to get different messages. And it's funny that you're talking about that, because I've had so much visions that the visions I've had are bad. I've noticed that there's been a lot of more demonic visions, premonitions I've been having. The darkness is coming out of the woodwork. This is their forte, is what I would call it. This is their energy. They love it. They feed on it. So it just adds more to the flame. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's what you see. I think that's what a lot of other people see too. I think that that's a very apt description of what we're seeing right now. It is these dark energies, these things are manifesting at a greater pace right now, and they feed on themselves. They feed into themselves, and so there's it grows. It compounds like a lot of things to a point where it bursts, and right now we're at a growth stage. There's so much more of it to come, I think, before we come out the other side of it. And I think that's why we need to be preparing people. There's a comic book coming out right now. It's getting ready to come out, and I gotta make sure to to have some copies of it to give away on the show. It's called The Unprepared, and it's about people who aren't prepared for this future, whether it's, you know, prepping or whether it's just the mental stability, your physical health, and there's just a whole world of people out here who aren't prepared for the future that's ahead.
Yeah, and it's sad because, you know, I see a lot of different things, and I can tell you too, Michael, I feel that even though I know you have respect for people like us, the ones that are real and real legit, I feel with you, I feel that you, I want to say within the past few weeks, you have seen some crazy stuff in your time. I am just saying, I know that you don't expose your personal stuff. I know that I've been on your show, I think, at least 3 times already. I lost track, but but I can say that you have seen a lot of almonds. You've seen a lot of strange stuff, and you kind of, like, try to promote, you know, what you need to promote. And I feel that your purpose is to bring out the truth. And if people are not ready, then all I'm saying, they shouldn't be listening to the show or any show on the Republican Broadcasting Network, because, I mean, y'all are basically on the truth. I just feel that all that stuff on the news, I think it's a bunch of baloney, if you ask me. But I think with people on broadcasting TV or TV shows or on radio, that's where the truth comes out. So I'm just wanted to say I'm just happy that you do what you do. And I know that I've seen your post that you've had been blocked. You've had a lot of haters. And I do feel that.
Do we lose you?
People just,
I think,
maybe,
we did. I think
they don't want it to be brought up.
Oh, there you go.
You dropped out with the public. I think
we dropped out there for a second. Not sure what happened, but you're back. I appreciate the kind words, and that's why I bring you here, because I think that we're connected in that way. We get that idea of reaching out to people and using the messages, the skill sets that we've been given to send out good messages and positive messages. And it's really, for me, it's about just putting out these ideas out there and letting people find them and take from them what they will. And I think that's a lot of what you do as well. I mean, you don't always, it's not always clear. It's not like looking through a clean window pane or something when you're looking at these things, when you're talking to someone about the things that are in their future or in our future in general. And so there's a lot of room for interpretation and a lot of place for different ideas to grow, to be able to give someone a larger picture of maybe something they've narrowed down to small. And again, not easy to do. And the reason I think that it's such a great connection is because of this idea of self-improvement, of self-awareness, and of everybody being aware of their place. And I don't mean about putting somebody in their place. I mean about what it is that they're doing in their life that is a positive influence for themselves, that is by extension a positive influence for everyone else in the world. And we're living so much right now in so much negativity. It's all around us. It's fear, it's anger, it's all of these negative thoughts. And these are these things that they compound on themselves. The butterfly flapping its wings on one side of the world starts a hurricane on the other side of the world thing. These events compound on themselves. And I think people like yourself and people like myself, we're just trying to offer people some internal clarity. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, I do believe that too. And you know what's crazy? The thing that I see with, you know, what you told me to feel, what I'm feeling with the war, besides the gases and everything else going up, the thing that comes to my mind is similar something to, I would say, 2012, the movie 2012. The other one that comes to mind is The Day After Tomorrow. It comes to mind. The other one that, I forgot his name, Standing Tall or Walking Tall. I can't think of the name, but it's a movie where they're flying this plane and he saves his daughter. And it's like all the earth is cracking. Everything is like coming out. You know, the scene.
Yeah, there's
I can't
a
think
few
of the name.
Those, huh? Yeah.
And I feel that that's where we're headed.
You see those physical things happening, or just a sort of a picture of sort of society and people and themselves really cracking?
I do see some of it happening. Now, the only thing is the time frame. I can't really say time. I could probably try to tap into that, but I'd rather not put too much fear into people, but I'd rather speak the truth at the same time. But I feel that Bonnie, because I want to say we're very close to the end of days, and I think, but you know, I feel that we can make a change and try to put some positive energy into the universe, and maybe we can change some outcomes. We can't change everything, but with the energy that we work together as workers, I feel we can put a lot of good in.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. We together, we're not all of us are out there wallowing in this negative energy and putting it out. But we're not always necessarily together on putting out the positive energy. Yeah, some people are together right now, sort of massed in the church, and there's a little bit of positive energy from there. But it's all sort of a little bit self-limiting because it's a particular group of people with a particular set of ideas, as opposed to just individuals making it a point to be maybe just something as simple as wear a little bit of a smile more often. That'll be the question when we come back here on Toward Anarchy.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Short segment for a very long conversation here, and just even this point of it, the smile, just putting a smile on your face can change the entire world. You just don't understand it, but I have to ask you, Chris, maybe in this short segment, can you tell me, do you have any insight into why it is negative energy is easier spread than positive energy, even though positive energy makes us feel so much better?
Personally, well, I think, okay. Yeah, I'm here. what I was going to say is that the negative energy, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of more of an open door to where it comes easier than positive, so we have to work harder, and it's kind of like the yang in the yang, so it's kind of like balance. So we've got to have bad to have positive. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm seeing. It's kind of like a scale. You cannot have one without the other. That's what I'm basically saying. We got to have positive. That's the main thing that we want, but we got to have the dark so people can have that free will of what they choose. And that's what you got to realize, is that what you do in this world, you pay before you leave this plane. We all pay for everything we've done. We pay in some shape or form. And then if we apologize to people that we've done wrong to, or someone else that apologized, that's where you're forgiven and God accepts, you know, our sins, because we're sinners in a daily basis. We're all sinners. So with that being said, I just feel that with all this negative, it's got to have some kind of balance. Even though for me, I don't like negative because, you know, with the work I do. But, you know, I've seen a lot of things, I've heard it all, and it's just, you can't have one without the other.
I think balance is an important thing, and I think that what we have is an imbalance, and I would suggest, I guess, then that the imbalance is encouraged by those that feed off of reactionary anything that's reactionary. They feed off people reacting emotionally and without thought in a sort of base manner, because those are easily understood things. The other side is too, but again, trying to get people to act positively is not as easy. We got to go into the top of the hour. We'll come back. We're talking to Chris Garcia. He's a psychic medium, and we will be right back on Toward Anarchy.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.